Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with a KYC News Minor update. Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Carl Castle will not run for re-election next fall. Mayor Castle released a short statement yesterday announcing the decision. Castle points to personal reasons for not seeking a second term.
My wife and I talked about it this weekend. We have been having some issues, the personal side of things, at home.
Asked about his health, Castle, who turned 65 in September, would say only that he is, quote, getting older. Castle won his first term in 2015 after 5 years on the Assembly and a career as a borough administrator. He says he made the announcement not to run again well in advance of the end of his 3-year term for political reasons.
A lot of my supporters were interested in contributing to my campaign before the new year so that they could contribute in 2017 and 2018. And we had to make the decision, obviously. I wasn't going to be accepting money from people for a campaign that wasn't going to exist.
Mayor Castle says he hopes the early decision results in a good slate of candidates to replace him and well-informed voters. Castle says the decision will not affect his agenda over his final 10 months in office. He cites numerous challenges he'll be focused on, most pressingly the budget, which is being pinched by reduced state support.
We're evaluating all of the programs that the borough offers and doing cost-benefit analysis on those and seeing if we, anywhere that we could trim, creating the least negative impact on the community.
Mayor Castle has been discussing the fiscal situation with local leaders known as the Sandbox Group and recently held a public meeting and issued a survey to gain borough residents' input and perspective on the budget. Alaska Congressman Don Young will be one of the negotiators on a conference committee charged with drafting a final federal tax overhaul bill. Young was one of 9 Republican House members named yesterday to the panel assigned to hash out differences between the House and Senate versions of the legislation. In a statement, Young said he would do everything in his power to ensure that opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling is part of the final version. The Senate-passed bill includes the refuge provision, but it's not in the House version. The Senate is expected to name its conference members this week, and Senator Lisa Murkowski, as chair of the Energy Committee, will likely be among them. The bill itself would lower taxes for corporations and many families. In the Senate bill, corporate tax breaks are permanent, while those for households would expire in 2025. The Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation says the Senate bill would add $1 trillion to the deficit. Production of marijuana edibles, including Stoner S'mores, Plain Jane Cookies, and Canna Crisp, are on hold while one of Alaska's largest marijuana edible companies is investigated on suspicion of neglecting to have its products tested. The State Alcohol and Marijuana Control Board issued a consumer alert last week warning people that edibles from Fairbanks business Frozen Buds might be more potent than labels suggest. Erica McConnell, director of the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office, said in a prepared statement that products labeled as having 5 milligrams of THC per serving in reality may have a great deal more THC. On Monday, the Alaska Marijuana Control Board upheld a suspension of Frozen Buds' manufacturing license while the Marijuana Office conducts an investigation. Frozen Buds is the second company in Alaska to have its license suspended and the first one in Fairbanks since the Marijuana Control Board began issuing licenses in 2016. Frozen Buds co-owner Destiny Need denies the allegation. McConnell said Need is cooperating with the investigation and has hired a lawyer. Alaska's Board of Fisheries has removed a rule unpopular with Fairbanks dip netters that reduced upriver fishing opportunities on years when the commercial fleet at the mouth of the Copper River faced long closures. During its meeting in Valdez on Sunday, the board voted 6-1 in favor of Proposal 18, a proposal written by the Fairbanks Fish and Game Advisory Committee and the Fairbanks-based Chitna Dip Netters Association, according to Dip Netters Association President Chuck Derrick. The one no vote came from Board Chairman John Jensen of Petersburg. The Fairbanks groups felt the rule was an unfair extra restriction for users of the Chitna personal use fishery because the personal use fishery is already tied to fish sonar counts downriver and closes when salmon numbers are low. The Chitna Personal Use Dipnet Fishery is open to all Alaska residents and has a personal bag limit of 25 red salmon. The fishery takes place near Chitna, a Copper River town 300 miles southeast of Fairbanks. Derek said commercial closures haven't restricted the personal use fishery since 2008, but the Fairbanks groups were concerned commercial closures intended to protect king salmon could inadvertently trigger the rule and hurt red salmon fishing opportunities for dipnetters. Derek is in Valdez this week on behalf of the Dipnetters Association. The dipnetters previously asked the Board of Fisheries for this rules change in 2014, but were unsuccessful. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.